How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I just think right now, women, especially in business, this is the year of women. I just know that.
Life begins at $150,000 a year. Life gets better at $250,000, and life gets real good at $500,000. Nobody can tell me differently on it.
When you start teaching something, I feel like that's when you start to master the actual art of it.
You and I, when we publish a book, we can go toe-to-toe with any of the New York trade publishers, any of the big-time authors. We get to compete in that marketplace and then let the market decide whether our stuff is good.
People forget sometimes as an entrepreneur, the whole damn point of entrepreneurship is to make money.
And now here is The Win with your hostess, serial entrepreneur, marketeer, and chief sexy boss, Heather Havenwood.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So a couple things I want to just point out that we are on Biz Talk Radio. If you're listening to Biz Talk Radio, we're also on 25 different stations around the country. So thanks so much for everyone on Biz Talk Radio. And oh my God, there is a dog in my neighborhood that's going loud. So I apologize if you're hearing a dog. Anyway, my name is Heather Havenwood. Check out me at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast show. And we have someone super cool and a great story today about entrepreneurship, product entrepreneurship. It's going to be a really interesting show. So strap it on. We're going to listen in and figure out how this person went basically from zero to six figures in 6 months. Woo woo. That's really awesome. So now I do not know how to pronounce your name correctly. Is it Pratima?
Pratima, yes.
Pratima. Oh my God. I'm super sorry. And your last name, I'm not even going to try. It's not even going to try. I'm not going there. Not going to try. But her website is craftstreetdesign.com. craftstreetdesign.com. I can say that, right? So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Heather, for having me. Wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. So this is going to be a ton of fun. So I can read your bio and that's great, but I also wanted for you to share kind of your story, right, of who you are and what you currently do.
I am a business owner at this point, but my background is in technology. I worked as an IT consultant for the longest time. I worked for many different companies, Apple, AT&T, Verizon, for a long time. And then I was in...
What did you do for them, Verizon and all them?
I was working as a UI consultant and also on as the management team. So I was doing a couple of different things there. I started as a tester, then moved on to do a bunch of different things.
So you're a tech girl?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Okay, great.
Yeah, and then I wasn't too thrilled about being there. I thought corporate was the place to be. I was really happy at Apple, but it was somehow not satisfactory. It wasn't enough. I wasn't getting the job satisfaction that I was hoping for. So I decided to kind of think through what I was doing and what happened in my life and went back to starting my own company. And here I am at Craftsheet Design.
Okay, so there's a huge missing right there. One day I wanted a company and here we are, right? So tell us a little more what that is. Why, if you're a technology girl, I would probably assume we all be thinking you would probably create a company in technology, but you created a business in crafts, which is completely left field, right? So tell us more about how you created Craft Street Design and why.
So there were a couple of different things that happened, right? So I do have a technology background. My bachelor's is in computer science, but I also went to school for design after coming to the United States about 20 years ago. But sometime in between that, I had an arranged marriage. And when I got here, that didn't go so well. And there were many things that I couldn't quite understand, you know, culture shock and different things that I wanted to work out.
Where'd you come from? India, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So came from India. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was 21.
Okay. And you had a arranged marriage. Wow.
Barely. Right at the drinking age, as you said. So.
Yeah, right at the drinking age. So here you are, you're 21. Now, you were already in university in India, right? You completed your university there, or did you go to university here?
I completed my bachelor's in India.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so you're heading off, you're getting married into an arranged marriage, which is super interesting within itself. I mean, it's a whole other conversation, right? And then I guess you had some, did you get divorced? I'm asking that. I don't know how to ask that. Did you get divorced?
Yes, I did. My marriage didn't go so well, but while I was in the marriage, I was very depressed and, you know, things started going downhill and I wanted to end my life. And at this point, I saw this quote on my wall. I had carried this for a long time with me, but I saw this quote on the wall and that kind of made me stop and think and rethink my entire life in that few seconds that I had. And it made me stop. And after that, I changed my life. I took control of it.
What was it? What you saw? I mean, come on, people want to know what exactly was the quote that you saw. I mean, skip over stuff. We're over here like, oh, working every word that I saw this thing on the wall, and then I don't want to kill myself. Like, come on. I mean, just we want to know what was it? Did it say like you're amazing or don't do this or what was it? What did it say?
The quote that it was it was five words, I think, but the darkest hour is before dawn is what I saw.
That's a great one. That's a great one. And I'm not trying to make fun of it. Some people go, oh, you're being so mean, Heather. But we were hanging on every word. So I'm thinking, what was this thing that really changed her view, right, in such a horrible time, right? So that's what I'm really looking for. All right. So that actually makes sense. And that is so true. I mean, I know for myself that right before the dawn, there's always like a dark hour. And it is something that we need to remind ourselves, right? Before the breakthrough, as some people call it, there's a breakdown. So you saw this moment, you really said, okay, I want to change my life. But how did that happen? How did you say, hey, I'm going to create these products for other people around the world?
So because of this situation, you know, I took control of my life. I didn't think of starting a business at that time. I went on to be in corporate. But when I started thinking about doing something that was more meaningful to me many years later, I went back to this whole situation of how I had changed my life. And I figured, you know what, the same thing might work for other people. So I started doing a lot of research. I started designing quotes. And I found a whole bunch of research as to how environment really impacts us unconsciously and subconsciously as well. So I figured, okay, so it's not just me, you know, it's not just me who had this crazy thought about that it changed my life. I'm sure it works for other people, whether it changes their life or helps them, you know, achieve whatever they want. I figured it has influence on them. And so that's how I came up with the idea and looked around, did a lot of market research, tested out to see. I was listed on a couple of marketplaces when I started. I started testing to see if people will actually pay for it. Just because, you know, something is good for someone doesn't mean that they would want to pay money for it.
No, this is really critical. So a couple things with this is it's really just powerful that you enjoyed the part, like you made an inspiration, right? But you didn't just jump in and say, well, I want to do it for other people, right? You said, okay, well, will people pay for this? Is this a good business? Is this something that people will purchase? I mean, it's a really powerful question. A lot of times in entrepreneurship world and what I call go after your passion world, it's like, well, they just jump in. They don't actually think about, is there a market? Will it work? Will people pay for it, right? They just jump in. And so I think that's really powerful. But by the way, I'm checking out her website right now while I'm talking to you. It's craftstreetdesign.com. And I would say, this one I need on my wall, right? And here it is. I drink coffee for your protection. So true. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here drinking coffee now because it is for your protection. And everyone listening, yeah, I'm a huge coffee drinker. I drink alkaline water and coffee all day long. So, you know, that one is cute and funny. I don't think it's going to like change my life if I'm really depressed, but I think it is something that's cute and funny. And I like that one, but there's also some good ones like discipline is remembering what you want. So when did you start this company? What year?
March of 2015.
Oh, wow. So we're only talking here in January 2017. So wow, that's pretty impressive. And so where are you now? Are you full time on this? Are you still in corporate world? What was that transition like?
Yeah, I'm full-time on this. I actually left corporate probably about 3 months into starting the company. Mm-hmm. So I didn't actually incorporate the company until like May of 2015. March, May, I was trying to figure out if I can sell. So a little after that, I went on this full-time, and now I'm doing, this is all I do.
This is all you do. This is great. Yes. I love this. This is simple. It's a simple business, meaning it's simple, it's clear, right? And I think one of the challenges with entrepreneurship is they get muddy in the waters and it's not clear what they sell. There's a company here in Austin. I don't even know if it's a company. It's just this, it's a guy that created this big, he leases big warehouse. And instead of him filling it with stuff, in Austin stuff, instead of filling with trinkets, what he does is he literally leases out little tiny sections to people for crafts, right? So you lease it out, but you don't stay there. You just like drop your stuff on there. And I found it really fascinating because it's in there. You walk in, by the way, I walked in there on December 24th because I was needing a Christmas gift. Right? You walk in, you're like, oh my God, I need a Christmas gift. And the place was packed. So I was not alone in that. And it's just, it's different stuff. It's uniques. It's crafts. It's some things that you're not going to find at Target, you know, or Neiman Marcus. It's unique. And that's what I like about your business. It's unique. Now, one thing I do love, and I want to ask you this, is my next question. I click on this custom gifts. Did you start there with custom gifts and tell us more about that? Is that a good service business line for you?
Yeah, it's a great business line. It is perfect for entrepreneurs, realtors, anybody who wants to give gifts to their clients. You know, it is, I would say, one up above swag. It is not a cheap little thing that you love to get, like a pen or something. It's a little bit more special to your special clients. But no, that's not where I started at all.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Our whole world revolves around our smartphones now. You know, they say we look at our phones on an average of 150 times a day or more. Look, if you're a small business and want to grow, you need to reach people where they're looking the most, their smartphones. So text the word START to 72,000 now to learn more from our friends at Mobit, or go to heatherhavenwood.com/Mobit. Again, text the word START to 72,000 now. Are you over 45, 60? Are you relying on the traditional medical field to help you feel great and get you back to a balanced body? Good luck with that. At E2Lab.com, Dr. Don Salyo got sick of people complaining about bloating, inflammation, and feeling sluggish. He has created unique, potent, and powerful non-pharmaceutical supplements to help the body rebalance, detox, and get back to being healthy. Go to E2Lab.com, getting you back to healthy and balanced.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood.
I actually started selling to corporate because I think that's the world I knew, and I also needed cash flow in the beginning. So I started reaching out to people on LinkedIn and started getting to see if people would buy, even if it's $100, $200 worth of posters for their wall. I figured that's a good way to test out and to kind of get some cash going so that I could try other things. That's where I started. But the block itself is a new edition, actually. We started, I think, last September, and they're working great as gifts, customized gifts for a lot of not only corporations, but to entrepreneurs as well.
And so, okay, so thank you for this. You're being so gracious with your time and also really sharing. And I love this because we're getting nitty gritty about the business, which is, it's just like you, first of all, you start somewhere and then you grow into, oh, what this is what the market wants. So what we're talking about, by the way, is like a wood block. So I want to ask you a couple of questions because I'm on your side. Of course, I'm scrolling through it. You had a lot of stuff here. It's really cool. But my question is, what was your first product you created? Which one? Which quote was it?
The first one was, of course, The Darkest Hour was Before Dawn. And then I actually created nine of them. So one quote was that. And then there were a couple of others that said, you know, what if I fall? But my darling, what if I fly? And there are a bunch of them, I think, very preliminary. I was trying to test out directions. So, you know, what if I fall was more for kids decor. And I was looking at, of course, I had to do the one that influenced me. There was no choice around that. Right. So I put that in. And then I tried a few entrepreneur quotes. I tried a bunch of different directions in the first few, actually, to see where we fit and who's going to buy and who's going to be the primary market. Because in a simple concept like this one, it could go in 10,000 directions. And it's kind of tough to know which is your, you know, the larger piece of the puzzle that you want to solve.
Absolutely. And I what I find really interesting about what you're talking about is, again, you're reverse engineering it. What's the marketplace? What do they want? Versus, what do I like? And that's good if you like it. And you started with one that, of course, inspired you. But it's also about, okay, what are the different marketplaces? Really looking at it as a business. And I think that's really powerful. And, of course, you come from a technology background. So you're looking at what's converting in my world. Like, what's converting? What's selling, right? If it's not selling, get rid of it. So I think I love that. Now, there's one on here that I have to say is super awesome. I'm checking it out. I live in Austin, Texas. And the tagline for Austin, Texas is Keep Austin Weird. I don't know if you know that or not, but it's like the big, like, Keep Austin Weird. And that kind of went away the last 2 years when all you freaking Californians have moved here. So now it's a big tech company, but it's a big tech company. One big Apple, you know, is here. So Apple, actually, they're all here. But interestingly enough, there's still this piece of Austin that you were holding on to the weirdness. And you have a quote here that I probably will be buying. It says, I'm not weird. I'm limited edition. Super awesome. Love that one. I fit that completely myself, but that's why I live in and weird Austin. So tell us more about exactly how do you, when you're looking at your business, do you pull products a lot? Go, hey, this is working, not working. Do you look at, hey, this isn't sold at all and I'm going to pull it? Do you do that at all? Or do you just like, hey, I'm just going to keep adding inventory?
So there are a couple of different things we do. We do a lot of internet research. We have data that course, I come from a tech background. So I have to collect all the data that's available on social media and all over the internet, basically putting it together as to what quotes are, first of all, popular. But sometimes, even though something is shared a lot or something is said a lot, doesn't mean people would actually buy. So we then test, you know, design the product and put it out there to see if it fits our market, then we put it out there and see what happens. But we don't remove products off the shelf yet. We're trying to run some limited edition new ones going forward. And we're also going to open up something called a subscription platform. So which is why we're not pulling products at this point. But it's a new business model that we might be thinking of.
Mm-hmm. That's really powerful. The other thing I really love about the fact is all your products are one price. Love that. And it's a nice price, $13. It's like, you know, it's not really high. It's not really low. It's like a nice price point. And it's pretty much one price point for your business so that you can, what I call, rinse and repeat. So I want to share something real quick of a story that I've never shared before online or, you know, publicly. And that is, and I shared before my bankruptcy. I shared that a lot on another podcast as well as here with Bankruptcy of Sexy Boss. But I'll share this with you because you mentioned at the very beginning, I want to tie it into how powerful this business is. Is when I was, this is back in 2003 and 4, I had the opportunity to go to this like Disney night thing. I lived in Orlando. Okay. And what they did is they put your face, like put your face into like a pitcher. You ever seen those? Right. And then you all of a sudden you have this really hot body or something. You know what I mean? Right. They did this a lot at Disney and fun games. Well, so I was at this like party and they had a company that was there as part of the entertainment of these corporate people. And so I put my face on this image of me on this Success magazine. Okay. Right. So imagine my little face and it's a Success magazine. And it's like, you know, the sidelines of the side part of the magazine, like a Cosmo, they had certain sayings. And it was 8x10 and I framed it. Okay. And then I put it in front of me when I woke up. It's the first thing I saw every day. Right. It's the first thing I saw. And like across the room, you know what I mean? And the idea was to, you know, subconsciously implant that in my brain. Okay. Now what you need to know is, I'm not kidding. I had this there for like a year or two. Okay. Looked at it every day. Subconsciously looked at it. And then one day I'm into what I call the moment, the reality moment that I'm learning. I'm about to go through bankruptcy. Like, this is what's happening. You know, that kind of moment. Like, I'm literally, oh my God, this is really happening. Yeah. And I'm on the phone with my business coach, life coach, and I look up and I look at that image and I went, oh my God. Oh my God. She's like, what? I go, you know, I've been staring at this image for the last 2 years. And because it's a Success magazine, I never actually realized what it said on the left. What it said on the left was from bankruptcy to millionaire. And so, so my book.
Oh, wow.
Your brain's like, oh, okay. Well, she got to go through bankruptcy to become a millionaire. Like the brain subconsciously, and people go, oh, that's not true. No, I believe that. I actually tore it up after that. I'm like, okay, it works. Got it. Thank you. Now let's work on the millionaire part. You know what I mean? So I did release that image immediately. And my coach was like, of course, your brain was like, oh, that's what you want. You want to be a millionaire. Looks like you got to go through bankruptcy first. Oh my God. So this really is true. What you look at over and over and over again will ingrain you subconsciously. So since you're a, you talked about research, did you find that kind of research, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. From simple to very complicated studies on, you know, very simple things such as putting a poster right at the stairs where it says, you know, take the stairs instead of the elevator. They put the posters both at the stairs and at the elevator. And then they saw that 75% of the people who were taking the elevator changed their behavior to take the stairs. It is the most common sense thing. I mean, we should all be doing it, but we don't. But a small prompt like that changed behavior. It was something so subtle and something so, I mean, they probably just read a few words off of it and then they just did it, like subconsciously. We're not even thinking about it. So there are many studies like that, from very simple things to what you want to achieve is influenced very much by your subconscious. And it's like the brain, I mean, it's the entire science of the neuroscience itself also does not know how much capability a brain has, even as of today. So they're doing a lot of research and a lot of things. We do not know exactly why it works, but it does.
Yeah. You know, so that's a story that it's true. Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Have you wanted to stop swapping your time for money? Ever wanted to leverage your expertise by selling your knowledge to hundreds of people? I call that smart. And now you can easily and effortlessly, without a web guy, create memberships, online courses, coaching programs. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific. Start making money off what you know today. Go to heatherhavenwood.com/thinkific.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. I remember literally sitting in my bed in tears, of course, because I really had to get to the realization this is happening. And then I remember looking up, and it was like all of a sudden my conscious brain read it. And I'm like, I've been staring at that for a year and a half, at least a year and a half, 2 years. I can't remember how long. And I just went, and I told my coach, and she's like, well, there you go. I mean, you told your life to do this. And it's, you know, you're like, oh my God.
Of all the things that I could have trained it to do.
That doesn't work. Yeah. So you got to be careful. And actually what's interesting about that is years later, and I'm actually have it sitting, I'm looking at it right now. I got a new one. I got a new one with the Success Magazine. It's got cool stuff like Achiever of the Year and, you know, Ambition, and there's nothing about failure on it. So I look at it every day now, so it's very different. I tore that one all up. Okay, so what's the future of your business? Where are you headed? You've been around for now a year and a half now. We're going to almost second year, right? So tell us where you're headed. What's your vision of this business? Where do you want to take Craft Street Design?
So far, we've done physical products. We've looked at how we can better serve. We also realized that we're no longer in the poster market. We're actually in the gift and collectibles market.
So we've okay, this is great. When did you make that realization? Because that's a huge aha. When did you really go, oh, we're in the gift market? When did you get that?
And it's so silly, but this was almost like 8 months into the business. After we reached our six figures, I realized, oh crap, these people are not buying for what I think they're buying. I'm thinking they're buying it to put it on their walls. But they want to inspire people. I mean, they're buying for graduate gifts. They're buying for their kids and nieces and nephews and anybody they want to inspire. There were people who sent it to hospitals for recovering patients. So like, oh, this is really a gift item. It's not so much wall decor as I originally thought it would be. It is more what people want to do for other people. So yeah, I mean, it was a crazy realization after we took a few surveys from our customers and we talked to a few of them and we saw that they were asking for gift wrapping and gift tags, and all those were big for us to realize that. But yeah, it took me a while. I didn't know.
So that probably really changed your marketing plan. Tell us more about your online marketing plan and your offline marketing plan.
Offline, I network a lot and I speak. And I also have a lot of corporate clients, which I, you know, mostly come through referrals at this point. But online marketing plan, we have changed completely. We go from anywhere from social ads to being in retail stores to, you know, we have a few wholesale accounts. Last year, we started doing that. So because we know we are in the gift market, we reach out to those kind of shops to carry our product, and that's how we got it. So you had mentioned Disneyland before. We are in a store inside Disneyland in LA.
Oh,
I mean, our focus shifted from what it's supposed to be to what it's actually selling to. And because of that, the way we market, and what we call, as you can see, even on our site, we call it a greeting card that people don't throw away, because that's really what they're trying to do. That's really what people are trying to do.
Yeah, that's really a good point. You know, I want to have people take away this a couple things here, and I want to go into also the physical product part of the drop shipping and how did you get all that customized. And I'm curious, you know, where is it created in the United States, and we'll go into it. Honestly, I think it's really interesting that I'm looking at your site right now. You have prints by goal. That's really cool. Fitness, weight loss, overcoming fear. You have prints by profession, entrepreneurs, writers, women, and then prints by room. I mean, I think you've really done an amazing job. You know, it used to be, I'm older than you, but it used to be that we would go to the Hallmark store. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I grew up. Literally, my mom going, let's go to the Hallmark store. And that was the store that we'd go like at Trinkets and Precious Moments. And we'd go up and stationery. This is the Hallmark store. Now this is like Walgreens. I don't even have a Hallmark store anymore. This is where you go and you get a greeting card. This is where you go and you get an inspirational quote. This is where you would go and get things of this nature, gifts, right? You go to the Hallmark store to get a gift, right? It's a gift store. And I don't even know if they have a retail anymore. I don't think Hallmark does anymore. But for many, many years, 60s, 70s, 80s, at least 90s, they were the place to go to get a gift, right?
Yeah.
And now we go to Target and Walmart, and we just, and that's great anyway. But, you know, or maybe Marcus, you know, but there's no gift stores anymore. Or the other place that was a gift store was in the hospital, which is super weird, yeah. Hospital. And still there's some in airports, of course, gifts, right? But the company that is what I call done the best in the gift space is Disney. Disney by far knows the gift market, right? And the market where, of course, you force the kids through the retail section and the parents are like having to buy them a bunch of stuff, right? So I think it's really interesting that you found out and you realized we're in the gift business, right? It's really critical. Lots of times companies don't really realize what business they're really in, right? And I'm just going to share real quick is that when I was teaching real estate investing around the country and helping other speakers teach real estate investing around the world, people always thought we were in the real estate business. I'm like, no. You're not in the real estate business. You're in the freedom business. Because what you're selling is freedom. When people pay you $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000 and $30,000 to coach with you, to teach you how to buy and sell and flip a house, they are learning a skill, but they're really buying freedom. And if you know that, then it's going to be easier to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. There is that inner motivation. It is not something superficial, as you said, and you have to dig deeper to find it.
It's interesting. So who's your market, do you think? Is it millennials? Have you looked at the demographic? Is it older? Is it younger? Is it, what's the demographic? Who's the buyers?
So our largest market is 35 to 44 year old women, but we have a secondary demographic of millennials, 25 to 34 as well.
Interesting. And mainly women, correct?
Yep, mainly women.
Okay, and I'm also realizing that everything's black and white. Is there a reason why you went black and white versus going any color?
Originally, I started it because of the simplicity and to focus on the words themselves, because I wanted the words to be the important artwork of what we're creating, because, you know, that's what is creating impact, and that's what I want to bring about as a designer. But we are going to be introducing a few products with colors, and we have to test it out. We have no idea if it will sell or not at this point.
Interesting. Yeah, well, it's a great piece. You started black and white, start simple, build the business versus adding the different, all the different channels. I mean, it's a really important piece. I hope entrepreneurs really grasp how awesome this is. Now, I have a question. Did anyone teach you entrepreneurship? Because you've done a great job. I'm curious, did you read books? Did you have a mentor? Did you have a parent or someone in your life that taught you this?
A couple of things. I had my father as an entrepreneur. He ran, it's a completely different space. I mean, he is a mechanical engineer working with bulldozers. If you know, he works with the undercarriage parts and stuff. So it was a completely different business, but I learned a lot of things about what not to do from him, because he struggled, and I learned a lot of what should and what I shouldn't do. But after I came to the United States, I read a lot. I read a lot, and I also have mentors. You know, I speak to Beate Shellett. She's, you know, located in LA. She helped me with positioning and understanding my story, because coming from a tech background, I didn't have much of that. But a lot of digital marketing skills and what I should and should not be doing online is what, you know, self-learning from a lot of, I have taken a lot of courses, and I do have coaches that way and people I can reach out to.
So, okay, so let's talk tech stuff, right? Fun tech stuff. So there's all, in the world of e-commerce specifically, I mean, I know for myself, I do a lot of information marketing. So I use products like ClickFunnels, and I use Thinkific, right? So those are our sponsors as well. You can check them out on my website. And the reason is because Thinkific is the platform to structure information marketing to deliverability. And then ClickFunnels is the funnel process to sell things, right? So those are the two things I use, and plus different things in the background of email marketing. So let's talk tech for a second. Are you on Shopify? What are you on?
Yeah, I am on Shopify. I'm on WordPress. The blog is on WordPress, and the store is on Shopify.
Got it. Okay, and what's the background? Are you doing, is this shipping from India? Are you doing a manufacturer? Is it drop ship? How are you doing that?
So all the prints are manufactured right here. They're all made in USA. we print and we ship right here. But frames are coming from, it's a dropship place. So it's coming from an app called Printful that is located on Shopify. I also use Scalable Press depending on what product I'm selling. But
wait,
all
again, I didn't. Give me those two again. I didn't say Printful was the first
one. Yeah, first one's Printful. The second one is Scalable Press.
Scalable Press.
Scalable. S-C-A-L-A-B-L-E. Scalable Press.
Oh, Scalable Press.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they both deliver dropship options. So for larger sizes of the posters and also the frames come from dropshipper.
Interesting. Okay. And I want you guys to get the sense of it because entrepreneurship is marketing. It is sales, but it's also the technology behind it, right? And that's a really key piece. If you mind, I'm going to just tell them what you use. So it's called theprintful.com. Is that correct? It looks like that's it.
Yes.
And then scalablepress.com.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Are you a business owner that has a website but not tech savvy? Do you feel like a hostage to your web guy? The better question is, do you have a money funnel so people come to your page and give you money while you sleep? No? Then go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com. Imagine having a money site, not a website, for your self-published book, e-commerce products, local practitioners like chiropractors or lawyers. Get a money site, not a website. Go watch free video at heathermakesyoumoney.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right, well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on, you have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to 10 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. In-store only, ends 4/15/17.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Be the boss of your life. You're listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. You might not have a business like this, but I just want you to get, I'm giving you the resources, what's behind the engine, you know, the engine behind things. Because when we go to a website, we see the front, right? And we don't see all the different pieces that go into creating all the different, you know, different elements of dropship. Like my company, E2 Lab, I mean, there's so many things going on in the background, you know, behind the website once people purchase and different processes. So I think it's a really critical piece that people don't understand. They go, oh, it's a website. You know? It's a website. That's all it is. No big deal. It's easy peasy, right? So
you're laughing. It is nothing like that. Like you said, there are probably 10 or 12 pieces that are going behind any product on any website.
Right, right. And then when you go, oh, let's add this whole new business service, it's like, oh my gosh, okay, that idea sounds great, but how do we do the scalability? I mean, you know, so that's what part of entrepreneurs, I think, what happens with the ADD in them. And that's why I think you're so successful, because you come from what I call the engineer thinking background, you know, is that you look at, okay, this is what we want to do. Then how are we going to implement that in the construct of online? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we're trying to do like a membership site, and I'm completely lost, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, where do we start without breaking our existing site, right?
Right. Thanks for bringing it. Yeah, membership site. I mean, there's so many member mouths. There's all kinds of ones. And when you say, okay, I want to do this thing, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, what's the technology behind it? What's out there? What's working? What's not working? When I got started, this is me techie, one shopping cart was like the thing, okay? No one uses one shopping cart anymore.
I know.
What's that, right? It's like old school, you know, that was like 7 years ago. One shopping cart was old school. Back then, we didn't have Shopify. We didn't have any kind of e-commerce platform that was more of a, I wouldn't say Shopify is a plug and play, but it definitely is a powerful e-com, because it's designed for e-com companies. It's literally designed for you in mind. And that's critical. I mean, that's a really key piece. What's interesting to people is they go, well, I have this idea. I'm just going to hire somebody to do it all. You know what I mean? So do you do it? What part do you do and not do in the business? I mean, do you do the copy, the sales copy? Do you do the drop? I mean, what part do you do every day? What's your day look like every day that you're dealing with on-site stuff?
Yeah, no, at this point, we struggle. I struggle with what to delegate and what not to. But I've realized over, you know, a few months that we are the design people. We are in the inspiration business. So that part is ours. But creating the product itself can be outsourced if you don't want to, you know, create production units. But there is a personalization piece that we're very good at. That's our strength, which is what the customers really like. So that part we're going to keep in-house. You know, I kind of have to, basically, I have an Excel sheet here of all the tasks that I do, and then look at, okay, which is really my strength and how much do I really want to do, and kind of go through the list and then start.
So this is great. I love that you're doing that. But this, I wanted people to understand that at the beginning, you know, let's go back to 2015. you probably were doing stuff in the website and helping build the Shopify and understand the technology. Yes, you come from a technology background. You probably feel kind of comfy there. But the point is that you have to do things that you don't like to do.
Yeah, absolutely. No, even on the technology side, like tinkering with WordPress code and figure out why some plugin suddenly crashed is not what I want to do. I'm not a developer. Even though I come from a technology world, that's not what I do on a daily basis, right? So yeah, I mean, there are things that you don't want to do. And then the support tickets and, you know, the upgrades and installs and a whole bunch of other stuff that you've had to do before.
It's the point of reason I'm asking this, you're like, why is this, we're talking about the back end. It's because people think that, oh, I have an idea and then I'm just going to go outsource everything, right? And I'm a big believer in you've got to own your business on all levels and then you can start to outsource. You know what I mean? You can then start to say, hey, I really don't know coding. I've kind of messed around. I've messed some stuff up. I need you to own this piece, but I kind of know what you're doing so I can check on your work. That's what I had to do because I had a point where I was outsourcing everything and things would crash and then I'm over there like freaking out. Now I have people, but I know exactly what they're doing and I can log in anytime and check on their work or do it myself, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because that's the best way to hire people. Like right now when I hire, even for simple things like packing, shipping, and putting a name tag, personalized name tag on it, we still have to look and basically I have to have steps specific. Okay, you have to put this sticker on the left side of the mat board. I know it sounds ridiculous, but everything is processed and engineered in that regard, and you wouldn't know how to do that or what to tell them or what to hire for if you didn't do that yourself. And I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, you've got to get your hands dirty, as we call it. You know, you got to get your hands dirty, and then you can pass on the task. And I don't mean to be negative, but there's a lot of stuff out there going, just follow your passion and all the money will come, or have an idea, then hire everything out. You're like,
Yeah.
Good luck with that, you know, because honestly, you've got to get your hands dirty, right? You've got to get your hands dirty on a lot of different aspects. I mean, I know how to do server stuff. I knew how to do it because I had to learn how to do it for myself. I owned it. And so now that I have a guy that is doing that, I check on his work all the time. He doesn't know that. I check on his work. Oh, he's doing right? You know, he's in Romania or whatever. He's a really great guy. But I'm like, I check on his work, right? Yep. I do because I want to know that, one, I'm getting my money worth, but also that at any time, if he disappears on the planet, which things happen with vendors and things like that, it's no big deal. I can just pick it on, right? You did a great job, not only creating a business from a pragmatic view and an inspirational view, but it's also pragmatic. You're clear on the business that you're really in. You're clear on what exactly you're actually selling. And then you're clear on the process. I think it's really powerful. So I want to wrap it up real quickly. And remember, her website is craftstreetdesign.com. Well, you did a great job. I'm really impressed with what you're doing. And check it out, craftstreetdesign.com. Last words that you want to share with anybody in our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Since all the listeners are mostly entrepreneurs, I have a visual tracking goal calendar where you could track 4 goals at a time. And it's at the URL bit.ly/goal calendar.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for that. I'll go check it out myself. Thank you so much for your time today. And I'm really impressed with what you're doing, what you're creating. Keep it up because you're an inspiration to all entrepreneurs around the world. All right, everyone, this is Heather Havenwood with The Win. You can check out our sponsors at heatherhavenwood.com/podcast. Thanks so much. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for listening to The Win with Heather Havenwood. Interested in coaching with Heather? Go to heatherhavenwood.com and sign up for a business discovery consultation. Here is your free gift for listening. Get 3 audio chapters of Heather's book, Sexy Boss, How Women Empowerment is Changing the Rulebook, when you text the word sexy to 72000. Again, text the word sexy, that is S-E-X-Y, to 72000, and receive your 3 audiobook chapters. Number is good only in North America. This is a Sexy Boss Wrap. This podcast is a copyright of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.